and walk in favor. To God be the glory. Somebody say favor. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Favor. We need to learn to stand in favor that we may be able to be a blessing to the world around us. From today onwards, I need us to understand something important about this book called the Bible. Hallelujah. Amen. This book called the Bible is a manual for life. Amen. It is a what? It is not a book used only to depend on miracles. Miracles happen, praise God. But it's also to help us be productive. Can we say amen? So we're going to learn how to exercise favor. Because there are lots of things that you're going to see that God depends on you to carry them out. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Sister Alice has just obtained masters. That's not a miracle. That is dedication. Praise the name of the Lord. And that is commitment. Hallelujah. And all these things the Bible talks about them. And that is commitment. And also there's favor in it, to God be the glory. Because many people start, but they don't finish. Hallelujah. So we must learn to walk in practical Christianity. Somebody say amen. In a relationship with God with practicability. The Bible says faith without works is dead. So we must be appliers of God's word that it becomes principle of living. Instructions to life. Hallelujah. So not just I am depending on God's intervention or miracles. Miracles happen, don't get me wrong. To God be the glory. But they happen as you, the participant, participate in the miracle. Oh, hallelujah. Remember Jesus, he told them, cast the net on your right. They had to participate. Amen? But if they said, just put it on the left, it will be okay. But he told them, cast it on the right and have the catch. And many times we must connect with God. He directs us, go do this, but we must be involved. Somebody say, I must participate in my breakthrough. Yes, participate in your breakthrough. And this is why we want to learn about God's favor. Every one of us wants God's favor. Everyone wants to walk in God's favor. Everyone wants to be favored. But we just don't want to walk in the glamour of favor. We want to walk and participate in what favor does in us. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. So we want to become a practical church, a church whereby we are practical. We bring practical solution in society. We bring practical practical atmospheres to people, practical reasons and instructions and transformations of people's lives. To God be the glory. Practical solutions. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Favor. I pray this series that it grows on us, we be able to learn more from it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us go learn about favor. Many people know what favor is called. Favor is described as, the English language describes it as an attitude of approval or liking. An attitude of what? Approval of liking. Somebody coming before you and you favor him because the way you look at them. Another person, you become angry to them. But this one comes and your attitude changes. You have anything, but you're giving them the acceptance in your face. The way you smile to them, the way you look at it, you have favored them. Another person comes to you and your face changes because they don't have favor in your midst. So favor can also be given through just an attitude. Praise the name of the Lord. A what? An attitude you give to something. It's the same thing with jobs. If you go to a job that you don't like, you don't favor that job, you go there angry and mad I don't know why I'm here. That means in your heart, you don't have the attitude of favor towards that job or that job which you do. And I'm going to show you that favor is about attitude. Somebody say attitude. Yes. If you don't have the right attitude, you can't walk in favor. Favor has attitude with it. If God has favored you, then you must have the attitude of what? Favor. You must walk with the right attitude of favor. Meaning, I am favored by God to do this. All things are going to work out for me. So favor of joy, of likeness, of happiness shall be in my spirit because I am favored. So the attitude of favor must be expressed in me towards whatever I do. And when you have that attitude, it's going to attract people to see how you what you do, and then you will have favor in their eyes. I like how she works. She works with positivity. She's so positive. She's so, because you work knowing I'm favored. Your attitude of favor is, you know, it's not with anger, with you give it your heart. That is favor. Many people want other people to favor them, but they don't know they have to walk as favored. Somebody says, I must walk favored. I must have the attitude of favor. Yes, you must have attitude of what? Yeah, don't come like, oh God, I have nothing. You are not favored. A favored person has energy. He's into it, praise God, because he is favored. When you find a person who smiles at you and you like, you also, you give back your heart. There's a happiness, there's a joy. It's the same attitude we put into them. Favor, if you say, I'm highly favored, I'm blessed and highly, then your attitude should show it. Don't just make it a formal greeting. How are you? I'm highly blessed and favored. I'm blessed and highly favored. And somebody tries so hard to bring some smile in you. So, I'm highly blessed and favored. Does it mix? Doesn't mix. And so when you are favored, you must have the right attitude of favor. Somebody say favor. So when you describe favor, you will realize that we have a responsibility to portray it as we're going to go into the word. Favor is also support or advancement given as a sign of approval. Somebody say, I'm approved. Yes. It's also an over generous preferral treatment. Somebody being preferred beyond expectation is over generosity. Amen. It is also described as an act of kindness beyond one what is due. Act of kindness beyond what is due. All these are the English description of favor. But I want us to go into appreciating the spiritual background of favor. Then you will know how to walk into it. To God be the glory. What does favor offer? Somebody say, I'm favored. Now try to smile. Say, I'm favored. Yes, when you're favored, you must have the smile in you. Have the attitude. Praise the Lord. Yes, walk favored, talk favored, think favored. Oh, live favored. Don't say I'm favored and you're all, no. Let your walk have style. I am favored. I'm favored. Now, we're going to learn about a man in whom we try to understand favor. And one of the things probably before we get to that I want to bring into it, appreciate one thing. When you are favor, you are selected. When you are favor, you're what? Favor means there's been an opportunity cost. Other people were considered and exactly. And you were selected. Opportunity cost. Somebody say opportunity cost. Yes. So you were favored. Let me zero in into some of the things that we need to understand about favor. Let's go to the book of Genesis 39, chapter 39, verse 3. We want to start from there. To God be the glory. Let it become our foundational scripture. In Genesis
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, King of Kings. Are you here? Now look at, this is Joseph. We're going to learn about Joseph. Amen. And it shows us a lot about how a favored person should be. Praise the Lord. Let's start from verse 1 and bring meaning to this. It says, verse 1, and Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, and Egyptians bought him. He was bought of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down hither. So he was bought. He became a slave. Verse 2, and the Lord was with Joseph. Amen. And he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of what? Of his master, the Egyptian. Now look at this. Verse 3. Let's read it together. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper. To prosper in his hand. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. So, and loved what was going on in this guy's life. This master saw. He did what? He saw that the Lord was with him. The Lord was with him. The first point I need to show you and to understand here, favor is visible. Favor is, it's not a matter of talking about it. It's not a matter of naming yourself it. No, it is visible. People can see it on your life. To God be the glory. It is visible. It's not something you have to preach about yourself. It's not something you have. No. Favor is visible. So this man was able to see that the Lord was with him. To God be the glory. And that the Lord made everything that he did to prosper. If you are favored, can others see that the Lord is in you? Can others see that the Lord is? So people who walk in favor and you say you are favored, then the people who see you must see the favor of God, and they must see the Lord is with. Okay, praise God, we're getting there. Because it's not a matter of, we want to be practical in this Christian life, praise the name of the Lord. I'm not just going to talk for my Christian life. I must live it, that others see what they have to see and say, truly the Lord is with him. Practical living of life. Somebody say amen. That favor is with you. This man who did not know the God of Moses, this man who did not know the God of Jacob, the God who could understand and say, there is something special upon this boy. Now, notice something about Joseph, that if you are favored, you must obey leadership. Somebody say, I must obey leadership. Yeah. If you are favored, you must obey leadership. You must obey authority. You must be submissive to authority. One thing that this boy did is that whatever he was told to do, he did it. Remember, he's not paid any income because he's a slave. He was bought with money. Slaves are never paid. But whatever he did with one heart. He did with an expression. That is what favor reveals. When you are favored, you know I'm called to do this. This is my lot from the Lord. This is what the Lord has made me to be able to engage. Somebody say favor. Say it again, favor. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So he says here that, and the Lord made all that he did. All that he did. That is the wonderful thing. God will prosper if you, in whatever you touch, if you are favored. Joseph's master knew All never knew the God of Joseph, but he looked at how this boy was obedient. Any times we go to work, we only want to do things that we believe with our Christian life. That's not how to live. Praise the name of the Lord. He's saying to us, we go to places where people don't know our God. We go to places where people don't know our Jesus, but we work there. We don't have to take in our rules and laws and what. No. We go there to do a job, and we are the ones appointed for that job. Means we've been selected for that job. We've been set apart for that job. That means everybody has been considered, but everybody has been neglected. But as for me, I'm the one selected for that job. So I must stand with all the attitude of favor and give my best in that job. Because I am favored. I am favored. Some people go to jobs and then they bring in all this religious thing. Oh, you don't do this. Oh, you do. I don't. No. You are favored for that job. Let people see what you do, then they will believe in your God. They will believe in your God. Don't try to go there with all resistance. With all that. No. God knows. He's after your heart. He knows very well what you are after. He knows very well what is in your heart. Your relationship is between you and your God. And not just your work and your God. No. You gotta know and differentiate the two. I have a relationship between me and God. And that is what it is. This job is just something else. So I must give it what I must give it to God be the glory. Because I am favored to do this. Out of the millions, I'm the one selected to do what? Yes, because favor has taken selection. Joseph knew that he was special. And he didn't think and didn't put his heart to think that his life is determined by the job he does or doesn't do. He knew I'm favored, and because I'm favored, I must exercise my favor in everything I do. Wherever the Lord or this world may lead us, it is prerogative that we walk submissive to authority. Submissive to... That is how a favored person lives. You must appreciate authority and walk in authority. Favor does not mean I stand back and just enjoy the glamour of favor. No, if you are favored, then you must start from somewhere, believing in authority, obeying authority, submitting authority, because you are favored. When I obey a master who's not born again, it doesn't reduce my salvation. It doesn't make me that I'm not born again. No. I must reveal the obedience of Jesus Christ in me. That people may see that obedience and say there's something special about this guy. Favor. Somebody say favor. Many people miss their opportunity because they don't know how to walk in favor. People who walk in favor are submissive to God. They are submissive to authority. They are submissive to authority. Somebody say amen. If you are favored, you must use your favor to work. This is what makes favor to be visible. We're still talking about it being visible. How will people see favor on you when you are submissive? What you are given to do, you don't bring in all this, No. I am submissive. If anything you are being told is telling you to sin, that is where you run for your life. If the job given to you, your master is telling you to contradict your relationship with God, that's where you run for your life. But as long as it is a job, stand and do what you have to do. Don't stand there and say, oh, I'm not going to work with this Muslim, this uncircumcised person. I'm not going to work. How could I work for you? They have our things. You see, all these people are bosses. They don't even know Jesus. They are doing our things. No, you don't say that. You stand in there and you do what you have to do. The only thing you shouldn't do is anything that contradicts between your relationship and your God. But if at all it is favor is seen through submission,
that whatever you touch and submit to do well, you do it perfectly. If you are favored, you must use your favor to work. Others can only tell your favor by what you do. They can only tell your favor by, yes, oh my God, that lady, when she touched this thing, my God, look at how she did it. Look at how she left this kitchen. Oh my God, look at how the food she cooked. Oh my God, we went out. You see, that's what how people can see the favor on you. Favor is visible. And it's visible through what you do. This man noticed favor upon him, and he said he noticed about it because whatever he touched, what did he do? Prosper. Whatever he touched, it. So people can only know the favor on you because of what you touch does what? It prospers. It goes into some other thing. It becomes better. It fashions better. Even when others don't believe it, but it's good. It looks good. God be the glory. You serve somebody. You serve them with, my God, do you see how she sets the glass? Do you see how she serves the tray? My God, do you see how she presents her food? Everything that you look at finds grace. Hallelujah. Don't just do something for the sake of, I've done it. That is where you are limiting your favor. Let me tell you, when people see the favor on you through what you do, this is the result that happens to you. Praise the name of the Lord. Favor attracts responsibility. Somebody say, favor attracts responsibility. When people see the good that you're doing, the favor on you is going to attract responsibility. Now you're going to become a contender for promotion. Because people have seen how good you are. People have seen how nice you're doing. Because you don't mind, even if you are cleaning and you're doing a cleaning job, but you give your 100%. Because I'm not a cleaner. I'm not going to stop here the whole of my life. But this is where I am, and I must give it all the favor attitude I have. Yes, I give it. Sometimes I put a dance in it. Praise the Lord. But I'm not stopping here. I know I'm going to different levels. But because this is what my lot. Remember, Joseph is a slave. He's a slave. He's not paid. But he's giving his best that a man could look in there and say, wow, see how that guy works. He works different from all others. When he touches something, he gives it his heart. It comes out so better. Even when he serves me the glass, it's just, there's no leakage around. It's just, maybe I've been talking to his people that I have a man. I have a man in my house that man, even he's not worth the money I bought him. He's so good at what he does. He's so good. The man does everything. When I tell him to just give me a glass, my God, the way he brings it with his hand in the back. You know, he must have been praising him. And God is saying, whatever we do, it may be a menial job, but that is not your place of staying. Do it to your best, praise the name of the Lord. Do it to the perfection of everything. That when after you do it, you leave others talking about it. When she cleans the floor, wow, you even feel afraid of putting your foot there. Because my God, it's so prosperous. The floor looks so, you know, so different. Then let's not just enjoy the glamours of favor. Oh, I am the boss. No, no, no. It's those little things that take you to that boss place. Praise the name of the Lord. You must learn to walk in favor. Somebody say favor. Yes, Christians are submissive people and they must learn to walk in favor. Favor attracts responsibility. Look at verse 4. Verse 4, he says, and Joseph found grace in his sight. And he served him. Look at that. He found grace in his sight and he served him. Look at whatever. He found grace. That means it is what others see that draws favor to you. Because of what he saw, this man favored Joseph. Because of what he saw David do, what he saw Joseph do, this man favored him. He favored him. He said, wow. And Joseph found grace in his sight. And because he found grace in his sight, so this man said, come, come and serve me. Being favored doesn't mean you escape duty. Favor attracts responsibility. Favor attracts what? Yes, because he favored him. Somebody say the favor of the Lord. Today you must go with favor in Jesus' name. The favor of the Lord attracted responsibility. Because he was favored, they started to say everything Joseph can do. And Joseph started to serve him. Look at what he says. And he made him overseer. Praise the name of the Lord. Over his house. He made him what? Overseer. Because of favor. Favor calls for duty. Don't think because I'm highly favored means that I'm healthy, I'm kind, and nothing is disturbing me, or I don't have any debts, then I'm favored. No, that is not the portrayal of favor. The portrayal of favor is you have responsibility. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. You have what? Remember, favor means to be selected out. Thank you, Jesus. And because of favor, you are selected out as special, as the one fitting the role that they need to be done, as the one that is appropriate for what is at hand to be done. So show that you have the capacity to do it. Show to everyone who sees that you deserve to be favored. So favor, it calls for responsibility. I must stand responsible and give all that I must do. Give all the attitude that goes with the job I must do. Praise the name of the Lord. So look at him. He was made an overseer. A slave who was bought for money. Now reigns and rules over a palace. He's a slave, remember? He's been made overseer over his house. Over what? Over his house. And this is what I want you to realize out of this. He served him. I love when he says he served. He says he served. In other words, it means favor comes with assignment. So many times when we are in favor, learn to set your eyes on the assignment. On the what? Yes, don't just enjoy the glamour, but set your eyes on the assignment. There are many people that get into the job of favor, and now they just start to feel their belly. Feel their belly. They don't care who the people they've been put over, the overseers. This is mostly in Africa. People are just filling their bellies and just maybe looking after their own families and so on, and just putting on whatever it is. They don't care, and everything is running riot. But for them, they have banks full of dollars, banks full of water. They are flying planes going everywhere. When they want a little headache healing, they go to UK to be healed. They just move everywhere. But they forget the responsibility that they were favored and set apart to be able to fulfill an assignment. When we walk in favor, we must put our eyes on the what? That's how to exercise favor. Then we shall be in good relationship with God. There are people in the Bible that were favored for a job, but they did not put their eyes on the assignment, and the favor left them. It disappeared. So God wants us to stand in favor, and when you stand in there, serve. Somebody says, serve. Serve. Favor calls for service. Calls for service. Stand in there and serve the Lord. Stand in there and serve others. Stand in there and do your assignment. Stand in there and complete what the Lord has asked of you to do. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. May the favor of God be upon you. He says, set your eyes on the assignment. Set your eyes on. You see, the more you set your eyes on the assignment, the more you are fulfilling God's will. Because God, who chose you to be favored for that job, wants you to not shame him. Wants you to do the best of what you have to do in that role. Even if you have been chosen to be a classroom head. Even if you have been chosen to be. No, you must do your assignment. Do your. If you want more favor, learn to put your eyes on the assignment. Oh, Father, we give you praise. And so that's what David did. He put his eyes, Joseph did. He was made an overseer of all the house, praise the name of the Lord, because he became very responsible. Now, look at verse 5. He says, and it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer of his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Do you see this? Praise the name of the Lord. Favor need no talking for. It is revealed in results. Favor is revealed where? In the results. You don't have to talk for it. But it is revealed in the results. To God be the glory. Somebody say, Lord, I receive favor. And look at also here. Favor, when you are favored, everyone around you shares in the favor. Everyone connected with you does what? When you are favored, everyone around you. Look at how this Egyptian's house changed. He said that the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house. In other words, all other servants were blessed. The blessing of the Lord was on all the servants, even the people who worked in the field, because of Joseph. Because of Joseph, everybody who was around Joseph became favored, became blessed. Their work became easy. How did Joseph do it? Joseph made it easy. He had an attitude of working. He worked with an attitude of peace, an attitude of love, an attitude of favor. And probably people started enjoying their job. They started loving because he spread the favor around. Hallelujah. When he does, he goes there, guys, do you have something to drink when you are working? Oh, let's prepare something for them to go in the field. And he spread favor all around them. When you go to work, let people feel Alice has come to work. And when you are not there, oh God, I wish he has another shift. Praise the Lord. Let people feel she's in the house. Hallelujah. Let people feel, oh, today she has come, I must have a shift. Let people struggle to have a shift with you. Oh, I want to work on the shift when she's working. Amen? Because when you're on the shift, everybody is favored. Everybody is favored. That's what Christianity is about. You don't have to talk about Jesus is this, Jesus is that, Jesus is that. No. You just walk in favor. You will see people tapping you. Why are you like that? Because the Lord. Because the Lord. They will just tap you on the shoulder and say, wow, I didn't expect what you did, but that's wonderful. Well, I thank God. And when you mention that, our door is open. And they will start asking you more. And that's when you can tell them. People have to see favor to know of God. They have to see the favor on you to know that your God is the true God. Oh, come on, somebody say amen. Yes, favor. Favor upon you will favor others. Favor upon you will touch others. Favor upon you will go beyond you and touch other people. To God be the glory. And look at this as well. In verse 6 it says, and he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. He left all that he had in what? Joseph's hand. And he knew not aught he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well. Well, what? Look at this. Favor, to walk in it, you must be trustworthy. You must be. Because if favor attracts responsibility on you, that means people have trusted you. If you're going to walk in the favor of God, you must be trustworthy, that people can trust you with important things. This man trusted him of everything in his house. Money that comes in, things that are bought in the house, shopping that is bought in the house, everything, he trusted it on him. And he didn't even care, because he knew this boy is honest. This boy will, I don't even need to know what is in there, because this boy handles it so well. So do you see? Favor means you must be honest. You must be trustworthy. You must walk truthful. Praise the name of the Lord. That other people can be at peace in their spirit, because you who's favored is in charge. You are in charge, and they are calm at spirit. Many people, when they are favored, it's about, what do I gain out of this? What do I want out of this? It's about how they, when am I getting my pay? When is it? No. Be a person that has complete calm to set your eyes on the assignment, and you know everything else will come into place. Somebody say favor. Say it like you need it. Say favor. Favor. Favor means you are trustworthy. So, are you going to walk in life looking for things to do? No. You must learn and start for the smallest thing. Let me be trustworthy, first of all, where I am. Where I am, I'll be trustworthy with my offering. I'll be honest with my tithe. I'll be honest with this. I'll be honest with my children. I'll be honest in my own house. I'll be honest. That little that you have, let it go to another level. I've been given a little role at place of work. I'll be honest with my leadership. That is what will draw more favor. More favor. More favor. Because other people will start to see how you handle things and say, truly there's something special about him. He was favored because he was honest. The Bible tells us he was a goodly person. A person who was able to exercise the fruits of the Spirit, the virtues of honesty, of truthfulness, all of them. He had to exercise them, virtues of love, that he wasn't yearning for anything. And calmness. Are you here, someone? Yes. Say to yourself, favor calls me to be honest. Yes, we must attract favor. You see, favor attracts trust. Favor attracts what? When you are favored, people trust you. When they see the favor on you, they start to trust you. In other words, you get a situation and you can easily put it in somebody's hand and say, I have this role. Can you deal with it? In this church, we have people that have been taking roles. I'll give an example. I told Mille always to be in charge of the Bible study. But see how honest she's been. She's been to the letter. That little small job, she's not earning any payment out of it. She goes out of her way to look for who is going to host us today. Every time posting, every time coordinating. That little role, taking it to another level, calls for favor. It is small things like that, that you walk in them. That way she's submitted to that little authority that I've just set before her, and she's taken it to another level. And we have not been without Bible study in people's houses. Why? She's taken that. That's how people can attract favor. Praise the name of the Lord. It doesn't have to be, oh, I'm the president of so and so, then I must exercise, oh, I'm favored. It is the smallest little things that build you to bigger favors. If you are faithful with the small, you will definitely be faithful with much. Praise the name of the Lord. If you are with me, lift your hands and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that I am faithful. I'm trustworthy, even in the little favors, in Jesus' name. Yes, favor puts you in that position where you attract other people to trust you. Huh? You're a footballer. You become trustworthy as a team captain. Don't despise it. Maybe you have been trusted to collect the balls after people have played, and you are the one in charge of the jerseys. Don't Don't worry about that. You're going to graduate, praise the name of the Lord. Sooner or later, you'll be the one who is given the motivation factor in the dressing room. Soon you'll grow into whether it may be minute and a small thing to do, but it's going to pull you up, praise God. Be faithful to the small and you will see bigger faithfulness that's coming to you. Somebody say, I receive it. Oh, Father, we give you praise. Now, we want to see how favor attracts leadership. Favor attracts what? Leadership. Look at verse 20. We know he was made an overseer already. And terrible, terrible, terrible. I want you to realize something. Before we get into that, we want to talk about favor attracting enemies. Favor attracts what? When you do what you do, the way you do, as long as you are in favor and the principles and instructions of favor, enemies are going to rise up. Enemies are going to... This time the enemy came through who? Through the wife of the master. And the enemy looked at Joseph and said, wow, Joseph doesn't make any mistake. He doesn't make any mistake. He does everything perfect. He is on time. The accounting is good. The books are good. He keeps everything in shape. Oh, and my master loves him. My husband loves him. How can I make this person fall? And the devil cooked up a plan to make him fall. And it made Joseph. You see, that's what I told you. As long as something you're being told to do is sinful and sinning against God, run for your life. And that is what happened. Joseph here had to run for his life, but because the enemy had raised an accusation, for the meantime, the enemy thought he had won. And Joseph was put in prison, even when things were happening well for him. So don't be in favor doing your good job and think persecution won't come. Joseph went to prison for no fault of his own and was cast where? People who walk in favor, they start to say, maybe I was not favored. Maybe I was not favored. How could God allow this to happen to me? Maybe something is not, that has just been my mind doing everything. Okay, I'm not favored. No, favor will take you where you don't think you should be. It will attract the enemies against your life. But know that you are still favored. Favor will raise enemies against you, but you are still favored. Favor will bring persecution against you, but you are still favored. Why do you persecute? Many times the devil doesn't rise on empty vessels. The devil rises on vessels that have something. Something that is going to bring some frustration. That's why he comes to kill, steal, and... So if you are empty, why does he come to steal? There's nothing to steal from you. There's nothing he comes to steal. But because you are favored, praise God. Because things are working in your life, hallelujah. That's why he will rise up enmity against you. So don't sit there and say, what has happened? God doesn't love me. I'm not favored. No, you are a full-loaded vessel. That's why the devil wants to come kill, steal, and destroy that vision inside of you. The devil is a lie. Somebody say, I'm favored. Yes. Don't cry when it comes. Sometimes if you are so spiritual, you got to get the Holy Ghost dance and believe, wow, if the devil has come, that means there is something in me. I am fully packed and loaded, and the devil is trying to steal. And you must look right in the eyes and say, devil, get thee behind me. To God be the glory. This woman came to destroy this boy, But the boy ran for his life. But even accusations still came. And when they came, David said, I didn't do it, but still. They believed, and then he was taken to prison. But I want you to see that even when favor takes you or leads you in places you don't want to go, even where you don't want to go, my good God, you can't keep a good man down. Hallelujah. You can't shut the light off. Hallelujah. Once it's lighted, you can't shut it down. Even when he was in the darkest places of his life, favor found him there. Somebody say amen. So favor does not respect places and say, oh, I will not go in that place. Favor will come at even every level of place. It will find you. Oh, somebody say, I receive favor. Yes. Look at what favor did to him. Favor led him to prison. And look at what he did in verse 21. The Bible says, but the Lord was with Joseph. Verse 21, but the Lord was with Joseph. And what did he do with him? He showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper. Let me tell you something. God is not going to fight your enemies, but God will give you favor before your enemies. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. God may not fight your enemies, but God will give you favor before your enemies. Look at even in the times when Joseph is in the worst place he could ever imagine himself to be. The boy did not stop walking in favor. He didn't stop. The Bible says, and God gave him favor in the sight of what? Of the keeper of the prison. Favor never leaves you when you stand in its principles. Are you here, someone? Now look at what the Bible says in verse 23. It says, and the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all, what did he say? All the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatsoever they did, he was the doer of it. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Whatever they did, Joseph was the... Favor attracts leadership. Favor attracts what? Yes. When you're favored, it doesn't matter where you are. You may be all convicted. You may be at the worst of your position. But even in that worst place, God will give you a form of leadership. A little leadership will rise up. Don't minimize them. You may be all there, you are playing, you are the ones who say, oh, stay in the charge. The teacher may say, stay in the charge of the group, I'm coming back. Don't ignore that. Don't despise it. You are favored. You have been favored. Whatever little it may be, take what? Take advantage of them. Take favor. They are little packages of favor, but make use of them. Make use of them. Because they are going to grow you to bigger things. Don't just look down on them and say, ah, why does he do his job? Let him do his job. Leave me alone. No, there are little packages of favor coming in small things, but they are coming up to bigger things. This man in the prison noticed that this man, even if he is in prison, he did not stay there trying to grumble, I'm not supposed to be here. I did not do it. Leave me alone. No, he went on with his business. He went on with what he is supposed to do. Okay, I'm in prison. This is my lot now. I have left that bus stop. I've come to another bus stop. It is lower than where I used to be, but I'll keep doing my job. I'll keep doing. He did not stay there and grumble and mumble. Oh, look at what they have done to me. I'm not supposed to be in prison. I'm not supposed to be here. I'm not supposed to be doing this. This is not my portion. Why am I here? No. He stayed in there. Did whatever the master wanted him to do. Whatever form of leadership was put above him, day, Joseph was obedient to it, and he allowed it to happen to him. And this is what I say to you, that when you allow the leadership God has put before you, whether they are born again or not born again, whether they know Jesus or they don't know Jesus, you just allow to be under the hand of the Almighty and be humble before God, and don't let any pride rise into your heart, but submit to the hand of the Lord and serve your master, praise God, and serve at that moment in time, because as you do it, you are drawing favor upon your life, you are increasing favor upon your house, you are increasing favor upon your career, you are increasing favor upon you, and to God be the glory. You will rise up one day being in leadership of all those that used to be master over you, when God says, now is your time, arise and be crowned. You have stood the test, you have stood the shame, you have stood the persecution, you have stood. Now arise and be crowned. Hallelujah. You deserve to be crowned. To God be the glory. Why? Because you were patient to stand in that favor. Even when things were not working your way, you stood in it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Favor attracts leadership. Favor attracts what? Yes. Whatever they did was accounted to him. He became a team leader. He became a team leader in prison. Amen? Yes. Joseph. They all worked nicely because of Joseph. He was a team leader. Oh, Father, make team leaders out of us. Make leadership out of us in Jesus' name. Am I talking to anybody today? And look at what he says. We must learn about this, about favor. Thank you, Jesus. We must learn about this. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under the hand of Joseph. Because, verse 23, because the Lord was with him. The Lord was where? And that which he did, the Lord made it prosper. The Lord made it. Whatever Joseph did, God gave it a blessing to prosper. So, this is one thing you must learn about favor. Favor means God will only prosper what you put your hand to. So if you are favored and you just sit back, cross your legs in your sitting room and say, I'm blessed and highly, and there's nothing you're putting your hand to, there is nothing for God to bless. There's nothing for God to multiply. Are you with me? If you are, there's a young man here who plays football. If you're a footballer and you're talented and you just enjoy football on the screen and you don't go out on the pitch, God will not cause you to be favored that you're talent may be seen and others draw you to higher promotions. Because all you do is just sit down and just, wow, I wish he had sent me all. But you are talented. You are favored with a talent. We must go out there and put our favor to work. Put your favor to. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. I can't stress this any harder. Put your favor to work. Favor doesn't mean I sit back and enjoy the glamour. No, people saw Joseph because of what he did. Joseph was favored because of what he put his hands to. Everything he laid hands to prospered. Don't you think of Christianity whereby, oh, pastor, lay hands on me and then everything will be good at work. And then you go at work, when you're in your shift, you don't do anything. You just sit down there people until you wait for your shift to go. You are just yawning. You're waiting for other people who are going to come in. They will clean or they will clear up. For you, you are already, when is the time? No, the devil is a liar. You are denying yourself favor. You must be there and sit in the and do, this is my ship, this is my lot for now. The Lord has allowed this as my lot. So let me do what I have to do. To God be the glory. And that is why you're favored. Look at in the book of Proverbs what God says about favor. He says in the book of
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 35. He says something important that we need to open our eyes to. 14:35. What does he say? The king's favor is toward a what? A wise servant. But his wrath is against him that causes shame. A wise servant. Who is a wise? What is wisdom? Wisdom is the application of knowledge. Wisdom is what? Yes. Wisdom is the application of knowledge. That's why you can be wise even if you did not have masters. Even if you've never gone to university, you can be what? Wise. But that somebody who can go to university and even have a PhD can still act foolish. Because the wisdom, the knowledge he has, he does not have the ability to transfer it from the classroom and apply it to daily living. The transition, praise the name of the Lord, of knowledge into practical work is called wisdom. It's called what? Yeah, that I can go to university, have all knowledge, and when you ask me anything, I can answer it like that. I am why I have the knowledge. The knowledge is there. It's all there. But when it comes to application, that's where I go lacking. That person is not wise. So he's saying to us, a wise person is favored by the king because he knows how to hear knowledge and put it to work. Put it into action. But the one who brings shame, somebody says shame, he's the one who has wisdom, has knowledge, but does not know how to do it. And when he goes to apply it, it comes out into shame. It is an embarrassment. Are you here, someone? So what is God trying to tell us? If you hear the wisdom of favor today, learn to apply it in your life. Learn to do what? Learn to walk into it. I am favored. That means I'm responsible. That means I attract leadership. That means I am trustworthy. That means I am honest. That means I'm loving. That means my favor spreads around everyone who's around me. I am responsible because I am favored. Favor brings responsibility. So walk in that responsibility. The king here is God. The king in this verse is God. God favors those that are wise servants. Wise in application. Jesus said, don't take things that are precious and give them to swines. Because what will happen? They will stamp on top of those precious things and then jump on you because they don't value it. They don't value those nice things. They don't value it. So the king doesn't give them to swines. He gives them to people that are wise. So be a wise doer. Wisdom is not, listen to me, education is fantastic. It's what we need. But don't be learned and not be educated. A person who is educated is the one who has the ability to transfer learned information, learned knowledge, amen, and put it in and apply it, hallelujah, into daily life. That person you can look back and say he's educated. He's what? He's educated. But the person who doesn't know too far is learned. He knows he's full of information. His capacity of knowledge is a lot, but it's not well. It doesn't come out well when it comes to practical life. And God is telling us to be wise. Somebody say wise. Yes, we gotta come to be wise to the place where we can apply the knowledge we have received and apply it in our daily life so that it can have productivity. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, I'm talking to somebody here. Say, I am productive in the favor I have received. Yes, be productive in the favor God has given you. I pray for you. Be productive in Jesus' name. Can we say amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I pray that we are not going to be children of shame. We're going to be children of wise and of wisdom, to stand in that wisdom and see application of what we have learned. Today is your day. Attract leadership. Today is your day. Attract leadership. Attract responsibility in Jesus' name. Now let us rise on our feet as we confess this word into our lives. I'm a child of favor, hallelujah. I am full of favor, hallelujah. I am responsible, hallelujah. I walk in the favor of God. I attract leadership in every day of my life. I am honest. I am trustworthy. Somebody say amen. I prevail against my enemies. I prevail over my enemies because of God's favor upon my life. I am chosen, selected, set apart, and I walk in God's favor. And every day I put my favor to work, and my results speak of my favor, speak of the favor upon my life. In Jesus' name. Oh, can we say amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Now start to speak that favor upon your life. Start to declare, I'm favored. The favor of God is upon me. I walk in God's favor. God's favor surrounds me. In my household, I am favored. People will see favor on me. Just like Joseph, I am favored. Just like Joseph, I am favored. People will see the favor on me. Whatever I do, people see it, and I'm favored. Responsible people will find me. People that are responsible, people that count, people that are blessed will see the favor on my life. People that are of influence, people of influence will see favor upon my life. The people of influence will see the favor of the Lord upon my life. The people of influence will see the favor of God upon my life. Declare it and decree it. Yeah, people of influence can see favor on my life. People of influence can see favor on my life. People of influence can find me. People of influence can hear me. People of influence can talk to me. People of influence find me. Wherever they are, they find my life. People of influence find me because I'm favored. I am favored. Declare that favor. Hallelujah. People of influence, government officials, people of influence, companies and organizations will find me. People of influence find your life because you walk in the favor of God. Practically exercise God's favor upon your life. Hallelujah. You are favored. Let the favor of God rest upon you. You are favored. Let the favor of God be upon your life. You are favored. To God be the glory. You receive the favor of God today in Jesus' name. The favor of God. The favor of God be upon your life. Hallelujah. You are favored in Jesus' name. You are favored. To God be the glory. You are favored. Hallelujah. Rise in this favor and let the world behold the goodness of the Lord upon you. You are favored in Jesus' name. You are favored in your home. Your qualifications are favored. They go everywhere and they are favored. Hallelujah. Yes, your set of your work is favored. The work you put in is favored. All your hard work is favored. You are favored. Hallelujah. God's favor is upon you. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. God's favor is upon your life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, King of Kings. Thank you, Lord of Lords. God's favor be upon you. In Jesus' name. Somebody say, I receive the favor of God.